Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Hey, thanks for listening to the Spotlight Show tonight. I'm Chris Lorton. I'll be your host. And my guests today, Chad Stevens and George Schultz from Quality Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Got it all. Welcome, boys. How are you?
Good, Chris. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Wonderful. All right. Chad, now you are the general manager of the of Quality, correct?
Correct.
How long you been doing the business?
It's been 29 years.
29 years.
Yep. I started selling cars for my grandpa when I was 19 years old.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how was that working for your grandpa?
You know, he was a World War II vet, so he was all business.
Was he? Was he kind of hardcore?
Oh, yeah. He made me start when I was, I just got my driver's license, 16 years old. I was the porter at the dealership, sweeping floors, washing cars. I had to work after school on Saturdays, and in exchange for that, he gave me about a 15 or 20-year-old Pontiac Grand Am that he let me drive to school if I agreed to work part time for him to start learning the business. So he's of that generation where you start at the bottom and work your way up. So
hey, do you remember the first day, right, that you were scheduled to actually go on the lot and sell cars? And
yes.
What that day was like? I'm sure you had
terrifying.
Expected you. What happened?
Did terrifying.
He, yeah. Did you come in and go, oh, go back in there, shave. Go back in there, wash. You know, do something different. What happened?
I think he started me off with one of his good buddies. He was looking for a Pontiac that he wanted to buy, and so he kind of eased me into it slowly. He had a friend that wanted a car, and he said, "This is my grandson. I'm teaching him how to do business, and so I'm gonna have him help you out." So he sent me on a couple test drives, and then I just shadowed him for a while, and learn the ropes slowly.
Yeah, yeah. What was the big lesson that he said drilled into your head?
Well, so his motto was always to treat the customer right. He said, if we treat the customer right, we take care of them, even if it costs money. In the long run, it's the right thing to do. They'll come back. They'll do business with us. We earn their trust and keep our reputation clean. That was his motto. His whole career. To take care of people and do honest, old-fashioned business, and that would benefit in the long run.
Yeah, I think that was kind of my dad's motto as well. You know, just do things right. I mean, you hear that a lot for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Of the even today, you know, take care of your customer. You know, and they'll come back. George Schultz. Yes, he's the man, the voice, right, for Quality.
I guess that's what they say.
Yeah, yeah. You got a good commercial going. I like that. Now, how long have you been in the business?
Roughly about 15 years. I started up in Springfield selling cars, and I made that drive every day from Jerseyville to Springfield for 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
What made you go to Springfield?
I had a buddy of mine that was working up there, and he said, "You want to sell cars?" I said, "Nope." And he kept after me, so finally I was laid off from the factory. And
what were you doing before?
I was working at Amstead Rail, working 6/12s, and you'd work all them hours, then get laid off. They'd call you back, work all them hours, and get laid off. So
it's getting kind of old.
Yeah, and hard on the body.
Yeah, yeah.
But got in the car business up there and ain't looked back since. It's been a really good, fun ride.
Yeah, what do you find that you really liked about the car business?
No 2 days are the same.
Is that right?
100%. You know, you have your routines that you do, but no two customers are the same. You go into the day expecting this to go this way. It takes a hard left right as soon as you walk in the door, and you just gotta roll with the punches, and makes it very enjoyable for that matter.
Yeah, it's not humdrum at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, and you are the manager sales manager.
Yes.
Yes. And how many salespeople do you have working for you?
We have six salespeople on the floor now, which is puts us at full capacity, but that only benefits the customer because you can come on the lot at any time and there will always be someone to help them.
Yeah. That seems like a lot of people, but
well, the
not.
More salespeople you have, the more customers you can wait on, the more cars you can sell.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, that's for sure. As far as we were talking a little bit, as far as trade-ins, mm-hmm. you know, somebody goes to trade a car in, do they usually like go and have it detailed and cleaned up so, you know, it looks really good?
More times than not, they don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you bring your car in and it's cleaned up a little bit, you're likely to get a little bit more money.
Yeah. Well, because it does cost money to get it cleaned up.
Absolutely does.
Yeah. Any other tips on bringing a car in? Air up the tires, you know?
Not really. I mean, the biggest thing is just bring it in.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, if you bring it in, we're gonna go all the way in trying to help you out and figure it out.
Right, we'll take anything in any condition. Really, we've towed cars in, we've had cars towed away, we've gone to people's houses and appraised them and picked them up from there. So we really don't pick and choose. We'll take just about anything.
On a trade-in, what's some of the strangest things you've ever found in a vehicle whenever you were, you know, you got the vehicle, you got to clean it up, and then you go, what's...
Well, Chad just pointed at me, so I guess I'll answer that one. I mean, I've saw dirty diapers in cars.
Eek.
I was up in Springfield one time, these people traded this car in, and I swear the whole car was just covered in trash. There was needles in there. There was all kinds of stuff. But more times than not, most people's cars aren't that bad, you know. But there's always the horror story.
Yeah, no dead bodies.
I never saw a dead body. I saw guns in there.
Dead animals.
Yes. Dead animals.
Where would a dead animal be?
The back of a pickup truck in the bed. The dead coyote. I witnessed that once. Back of a pickup truck.
That was last year.
Right, that was recent.
So when you found the gun in the car, where was that? In the trunk, under the seat?
It was under the driver's seat.
Yeah.
And it was a less than savory character that traded it in, so I didn't touch it. We called the law to have them come take care of that one. I didn't want no part of touching that thing.
You ever get any bullet holes in the cars?
Yeah, actually, we had a Mazda CX-5 when I was working in Springfield, and there was a bullet hole that had went through the back hatch, through the back seat, through the driver's headrest, and landed in the steering wheel.
Time to trade.
I would say so.
speaking of times to trade, all right. Is there a particular day that's always good to trade?
Well, any day's good to trade, but you know, a lot of people tend to shy away from going shopping for cars when there's inclement weather. But you know, you get a rainy day, you're going to have that salesperson's undivided attention. You're going to have 100% of the staff sitting there basically waiting on you like your royalty.
Yeah, I'll have to remember that. Yes. Or how snowstorm,
absolutely.
Anything like that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the best time to test drive a car, too, because you look at it, every car drives good on a sunny day, but you want to find out how your cars drive and how they're going to handle the slippery weather roads, the snowy roads. There's no better time to see what it's going to do than when the weather's bad out.
Put it to the test. Sure.
Yes. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Chad Stevens and George Schultz from Quality here in town in Jerseyville doing some car talk. Now, in the last, you know, presidential 4 years, they were pushing electric cars pretty heavy. Everything electric. Now, this term, it's drill, baby, drill. what's your comments on that? Is electric cars, are they going to still become, are they going to have all the rebates and everything with electric cars that they had?
Yeah. The federal government still has the $7,500 tax credit if you purchase an electric car. I don't think they're going away, but from what we've been told from the manufacturers, from GM and Chrysler, is that they've eased up on their push to go all electric a bit, and they've started to consider going more of a hybrid approach, doing a gas hybrid mix of inventory. Yeah. There's still electric models that are coming with Chrysler. The new electric Dodge Charger just came out. But they paused on some of the other models that they had slated, because the with the political climate, they may not be mandated.
They don't want to sit on them.
Right. They don't want to build them, and then nobody buys them.
Yeah. And then they got to give them away.
Right. So since the government's kind of changing their approach on that, they're considering going to a hybrid mix.
Yeah, that hybrid is a good idea.
Yeah.
Just a quick explanation of it, how it works.
So with a hybrid, you have a gas engine and an electric motor. So what typically happens is that some of them, they're plug-ins. You have to plug them in to charge the batteries. Others, you don't have to plug in. The batteries will charge themselves as the gas engine runs. But they'll alternate between gas and electric as needed. So you get better fuel economy because you got that electric motor. When it can kick in, it gives the gas engine a rest. You're running on battery power. If you run low on battery power and need that extra punch, then the gas motor will automatically kick in. And with most cars, it's seamless. You don't notice the transition when it switches from electric to gas. It's all computerized, of course, and it happens automatically. But you end up getting really good fuel economy out of a car.
I would think a car like that, it would be more intense working on it, trying to repair it. Is that true? Because you're dealing with an engine and an electric motor.
It's not really the intensity, but it definitely takes extra skill. Because like you said, you've got an electric motor that you have to be wary of.
So does it have some bigger batteries in there?
Yeah. They've got some bigger batteries, which there's extra precautions you have to take because there's obviously a hazard of electrocution with those batteries. So all of our technicians right now, they're going through extra training with the manufacturer to get trained to work on the hybrid and battery technology.
Hey, George, I'm going to go back to you for a minute. You know, there's a lot of jokes and a lot of, you know, people, car salesmen, you know, like putting them like kind of like lawyers, you know, car salesmen and lawyers. But to defend, we had talked a little bit before we went on the air, and that's kind of changed, right, over the last few years. Explain what has went on.
Well, I mean, with the age of the internet and it being as profound in everyday shopping that people do, customers are more educated now than they ever were. So we have to be more transparent. We have to be right out front and center with everything, showing you all these things, all the facts that are out there. In the 70s, 80s, and even early 90s, before the internet became good, car sales, you had to trust what the car salesman was saying.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't no way to find out if he's telling the truth. You're just going off the word of mouth of this guy. Now it's literally customers have all the information before they even walk in the door. All we're doing, really and truthfully, as car salespeople, is we're helping facilitate the customer in the purchase
and finding what they want and what best fits them.
Correct.
You know, and answering questions in that regard.
Absolutely. Yeah. And teaching them how to use all the technology that are in these vehicles.
Ooh, yeah, I'm still not there yet. I'm maybe about halfway through on my truck. hey Chad, so what's going on? We're talking about, you got anything going on there at the shop as far as any big sales?
Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah. Jeep just announced 0% financing on new models for 36 months. And this just happened this morning. Ram announced 3.9% financing for 72 months on new trucks. And then the Jeep Compass just came out with a promo where you can buy a new 2025 Compass for $27,900, which it's been a long time that since we've had a new vehicle we could sell for under $30,000. And we've beefed up our used car inventory considerably. We're carrying between 100 and 125 used vehicles, most under warranty, all types of make and models, trucks, SUVs, sedans. And we offer financing in-house on just about everything that we sell.
How are you picking up more used cars for the lot? How are you doing that?
We're purchasing a lot of vehicles from individuals that are selling them.
Yeah.
A lot of trade-ins. And then we also, we get inventory from the factory, whether it be fleet vehicles, off-lease vehicles. But yeah, a multitude of different sources. And we get vehicles from all over the country, from different locations. And we've gotten pretty good at specializing in locating vehicles for someone. If we don't have exactly what they're looking for in the lot, we've got sources where we can search those vehicles, find the right one, have it shipped in. And with the way, like George was saying, with the way that the technology and the internet is, you know, we can usually have that done in a matter of days as opposed to where it used to be weeks and months to get a vehicle.
So if somebody has a vehicle that's been sitting in, you know, behind the garage for a year, yeah, you know, and nobody's been driving it, they don't have insurance on it, you know, you would buy that?
Yep.
You'd look at it, make it
up. Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you would?
Okay. Yeah, we do that quite often.
Yeah.
Somebody's got an extra car that they don't need any longer, or, you know, they had a life event, something changed. And,
all right, true.
Need to get rid of a vehicle. We get a lot of people that come to us because they don't want to deal with trying to sell it themselves and listing it on the internet or put it in the newspaper, and you deal with strangers coming to your door and asking you questions, and
yeah,
you know, they can come to us and we give them a check on the spot, and it's seamless and risk-free.
Cool. Now, what's the hottest vehicle out there?
Wranglers and heavy-duty trucks.
Heavy-duty trucks.
Yeah.
Even though they don't get the mileage that a lighter truck gets.
Well, not really, but they're not. It's not as bad as you think they are.
Uh-huh.
Some of the heavy-duty trucks get maybe a mile or two less per gallon than my 1500 gets.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why are people going for the heavy-duty?
Well, so they can tow a house down.
Yeah.
You know, really and truthfully, we live in farm country.
Right.
So a 1500 really and truthfully has no bearing on people's day-to-day life. Most of them
use it. It's kind of like a car with a bed in the back of it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that can tow whatever they need.
Yeah. Yeah, camper, boats,
yeah, a
whatever.
Lot of them use them for recreational reasons, like I said, to pull their camper, to pull their boat. We sell quite a few heavy duties to people that use them for career reasons too, construction, farming, pulling horse trailers, all types of different reasons.
Yeah, sounds good. Any other vehicles that people are looking for? The Jeep still is like hot as it was?
Yeah, Jeep Wranglers are.
Yeah.
It's iconic. They've been around since 1941, so they've got a long history.
Yeah.
And all the way back to World War II is when Jeeps were invented. So it's an iconic American type vehicle that if you want something that's rugged, you can take the top off in the,
right,
in the summertime and cruise down a back road with the wind blowing and your doors are off and you feel the air and it's a cool lifestyle, really, is what it's become.
Yeah, very popular.
Yeah.
I remember when I was about 16 or 17, my dad ended up picking up an old Jeep somewhere, you know, and my uncle fixed it up. And that thing was a riot. You know, we'd really never I remember when my dad first got picked up a Dodge Power Wagon, four-wheel drive, as one of his work trucks, because we were in the construction business. And he would take my cousins from Chicago out, you know, different things. And they were just amazed, you know, at that four-wheel drive, you know.
Yeah.
So things have come along. Everybody's got four-wheel drive, but they're for a while.
They've become so high-tech.
Yeah.
You know, even the Wranglers, that they're rugged vehicles, but there's a lot of technology in them. It's the most capable four-wheel drive vehicle in the world.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of technology that goes into the way that they drive and the way that they handle off-road and their capabilities. It's really interesting.
Well, fellas, believe it or not, we've ran out of time. George, any last word? Because I know you want to make one. Let's hear it.
Just come see us where you'll be treated like family.
All right. Thanks, George. Chad?
Thanks, Chris.
Take care, fellas. Appreciate it.